The rest of the story. 9 years ago, 1979, 10th day of September, 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a break-in at the Wicks Lumber Company in Lexington County, South Carolina. Missing were petty cash and expensive tools. When the theft was discovered, the local sheriff's office was notified. The first men on the scene were baffled. There were footprints all around, but they could have been anyone's. With nothing more to go on, law enforcement officials would have to summon the best detective in the county, an old-fashioned sleuth whose old-fashioned crime-solving methods had put hundreds behind bars. His name was Drew, Inspector Drew. His story is the rest of the story. As a rookie on the force, Drew was known as a compulsive competitor who took great pleasure in outperforming his seniors in the Lexington County Sheriff's Department. He was part of an elite team in those days, a division that had been organized by Colonel Mel Sebo. The reputation of these investigators quickly grew to untouchables proportions, and yet none among them was as respected as Inspector Drew. His lifetime conviction rate, listen to this, his lifetime conviction rate was a staggering 70%. That means 7 of 10 suspects he caught, more than 500 criminals, wound up going to jail. Inspector Drew was always being called into court to support his conclusions, and yet so convincing was he before judge and jury that after a while attorneys of the accused tried everything they could to keep him from testifying. And then there was one case, that Wicks Lumber Company robbery that went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. I had started to tell you about that. Nothing but footprints at the scene of the crime. Apparently undistinguishable, unidentifiable footprints. But Inspector Drew was called in. He took one look at those footprints. And he headed for the door. He never said what it was that tipped him off. He just took a contingent of sheriff's office personnel to a remote area, to a little cabin in the woods. He walked right in the front door and into the bedroom where he and his deputies found two men hiding under the covers of the bed, and then somebody noticed the boots that one of the men was wearing. Boots that had been issued by the state prison. Not only had he robbed the lumber company, he had violated his parole. Inspector Drew had traced those prison-issue boots through miles of swamp and forest to the thieves' hideout. They took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and yet in the end, the highest court in the land concluded that indeed the incredible Inspector Drew was capable of tracing the getaway trail, and that his quick action amounted to hot pursuit, and that did indeed constitute probable cause, which justified entering the hideout without a warrant. And so the convict remained convicted. Now, the incomparable investigator died not long ago after more than a decade on the force, and yet the record of his accomplishments remains as a star by which future detectives may steer. Anywhere in a dozen South Carolina counties, all you have to do is mention the name of Inspector Drew, and lawmen come to attention. Because they'll know you're talking about Lexington's real-life legend. A likable, aggressive, hard-working, ingenious, black and tan, mixed-breed bloodhound. And now you know the rest of the story.